From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. That is the sound of protesters in Ukraine tearing down a statue of Lenin. That was in Kiev yesterday. Today is the 18th day of protests that could topple the government as pro-EU demonstrators demand the government loosen ties with Russia. Joining us from Kiev is Steve Rosenberg. He's a correspondent with the BBC. And Steve, first, tell us what it's like on the streets there today.
Well, there are lots more police on the streets in the center of Kiev today than there were yesterday. Noticeably more. I just passed a long row of police, several hundred officers, and they had surrounded tents which an opposition party had pitched. One of those tents has just been destroyed. So a little more tense today than it was yesterday. Also, on the main street of Kiev, Kryshchatyk, another row of police arrived in buses. They formed a line across the street. A crowd gathered there this morning and was shouting at the police. Priests came to try to convince the police not to use force against the people. Well, we're also getting reports that security officials have stormed the headquarters of one of Ukraine's opposition parties, the Fatherland Party, which is the party of the former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who's currently in jail. They reportedly removed various computer hard drive. So certainly the situation here is more tense than it was in the last few days.
Does it appear as though President Yanukovych is going to change his mind because of all of this and decide, in fact, that he should pursue this trade agreement with the European Union?
No, there's no sign at all of President Yanukovych making yet another U-turn. He has made it clear in the last few days that Ukraine is not in a position to sign that deal with the EU. Because that potential deal was damaging already economic relations with Russia. And the Ukrainian economy has been heavily reliant on the Russian markets, particularly factories and enterprises in the east of Ukraine. They're very dependent on Russia. So he says his country cannot sign that deal as it is at the moment.
Well, and we should say Ukraine is very close to a national default, right? The economic consequences are coming up very quickly.
Yeah, that's right. The big question that the Ukrainian government is asking itself is where is it going to get the money? It had been hoping to secure a loan from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. But a couple of weeks ago, the Ukrainian foreign minister told me the government received a letter here stating a whole list of conditions which Ukraine would have to sign up to in order to get the funds. The foreign minister said the government couldn't possibly agree to those, and so it didn't get the credits that it was hoping for. And that's another reason why Kiev says it couldn't sign the deal with the EU. It had to concentrate on repairing economic relations with Russia.
How vocal is Russia being in all of this right now?
Well, Russia has been critical of the West, critical of the European Union, accusing European politicians of stirring trouble, making trouble here in Ukraine. It's clear that Moscow does not want to lose Ukraine from its sphere of influence. Vladimir Putin's big pet project right now is the creation of, I suppose you'd say, a modern version of the Soviet Union, or you could say his version of the European Union, the Eurasian Customs Union. And the Russians can't imagine that without Ukraine being part of it. He wants Ukraine to join that union. And there are various other historical, economic, geopolitical reasons why the Kremlin does not want to see Ukraine move closer to Europe.
Steve Rosenberg of the BBC reporting for us from Kiev, Ukraine. Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.